My name is Belinda Scandal. So I first came to Canal Street around about 15 years ago, after I'd been working all over the world, really. And I'd heard, obviously, a lot about Canal Street. I was really into, you know, working on Canal Street. It's actually only around the corner from where I was brought up, and yet I'd never actually been there. And then by chance, I kind of left Gran Canaria, where I was working. I had a bar over there called Café La Belle and QE2 Bar. And I came back to Manchester, and obviously I wanted to continue working. And I came across Canal Street and a bar called The New Union, who employed me straight away. From there, I was lucky enough that the people from Gran Canaria came back to Manchester, and they offered me a show bar upstairs at the Rembrandt, which they wanted to call Belinda Scandal Show Bar. Canal Street's had a history all of its own that I think anybody that's part of the LGBT community, particularly within the Northwest, knows a lot about and wants to be part of. It's a very, very buzzy place. It's got a lot of history behind it, and it develops and changes on a regular basis, which is wonderful for the people that come to Manchester, but I think also more wonderful for the people that are part of the LGBT community. It's just a fabulous place to be, to enjoy yourself, and more importantly, to be the person that you want to be. Canal Street is a very influential place by its very nature, by its very diversity, by its very texture of the people and the places that it has. It is a multifaceted place. I mean, we are very lucky that our LGBT community hubs, as I call it, are all on these three main streets. You've got Canal Street, Richmond Street, and you've got Bloom Street. And within there, you're allowed to be exactly what you want to be. Me particularly, when I came to Canal Street, there was one thing that was missing, and that was live singers that were in drag. And so I started a night at the Rembrandt, where every Sunday we'd invite a guest from down south to come up to the north to sample Canal Street. I suppose the biggest influence that I could have, you know, particularly leaned upon giving Canal Street is just, you know, the ability to know that they don't have to be all miming queens. They can be live singing drag queens, or they can be, you know, whatever kind of entertainment there is. But I think for me personally, being around the people of Canal Street, learning who they wanted, what they wanted, and being able to deliver that, it's just an absolutely fabulous place to be on a daily basis. I think the thing to celebrate mostly about Canal Street is, for me, I was lucky enough to work at On Bar, which used to be Manto's. And, you know, there's a reason why them glass windows are glass windows. It was the first bar for the LGBTQ plus community where you could look in. Up until then, it was kind of a lot of these bars were places you could, you know, you'd have a window where you could look out, but that would be like a stained glass window, so you couldn't quite see out. And then On Bar, Manto's, came along, and it was the first bar where people could look in and see kind of what was going on, rather than just being a place that looks out. The club side of it as well, it's a fascinating story of, you know, music has always been such a big thing. And, you know, Canal Street has a lot of, I was going to say to blame for the kind of music we listen to these days. But it certainly did. It, you know, it had its own beat, and it had its own feel. Canal Street is just as influential as perhaps the Hacienda of the straight world back in the day, really. It's a non-stop circus, Canal Street. And that's every time I step onto that street and you can see it, it's just, there's a vibe about it. And that vibe doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And it's just always just a big celebration of uniqueness, but also a coming togetherness of people and lifestyles. And it's just a nice place to be.